And it's time for the business news now with Adam Maguire.
Thanks, Maggie. Yesterday, US firm 23andMe entered bankruptcy protection. It was part of a wave of genetic testing services once valued at $6 billion. Now it's going to seek to sell itself with a price tag likely to be below $50 million. And the jewel in the crown is sure to be the database of millions of users' personal information, including their DNA. But what are the privacy implications of this? To help find out, we're joined on the line by Dara O'Brien, CEO of data consultancy firm Castlebridge. Dara, a year ago, 23andMe said it had genotyped 14 million people worldwide. We don't know how many of those are Irish. The tests, though, still are for sale at the moment on their website this morning. Should people who use the service be worried at this stage?
Yes, is the short answer. Not only people who use the tests, but anyone who's related to them or might in the future be related to them by blood, because it's genetic data. One of the key issues here is that when 23andMe is sold to whoever buys them, there is no guarantee that any of the privacy protections that they purport to have will carry over under the new contract. And you've no idea what will happen to your data at that point. So in that context, the data they have is quite sensitive, potentially, and can identify relationships between people and can identify likelihood of having particular medical conditions and things like that.
Now, whatever about the protections that the company might have promised, there would have been obligations on, at a European level in terms of data protection. They tend to be better than the US. But given that this is a US sale and it's a US company, will anything that Europe has in terms of its rules and obligations count in all of this?
Well, because 23andMe was a US company targeting people in the EU, GDPR does apply to them, and they do have a European nominated representative. The difficulty is that when we go to try and exercise our rights at this point against 23andMe, it could get complicated because they're going to have a tsunami of deletion requests from people looking to delete all their data. And if they don't act or respond on that, European regulators will have to enforce against them. The difficulty there is it's all tied up in the EU-US transatlantic data privacy framework. Apologies to everyone for having nerd talk over your cornflakes. But that's basically the agreement between the European Union and the US around mutual enforcement of data protection rules to allow transfer of data. The fundamentals of that agreement have been undermined by the Trump administration, and the Trump administration has been quite hostile in recent weeks to the concept of European regulation on US companies. So the practical challenges of actually enforcing against 23andMe or any successor, if data isn't handled correctly in line with EU law, are potentially significant.
So do Irish consumers have any protection here or any realistic hope that they might be able to get their data deleted or protected in some way?
Well, you can go to 23andMe and delete your data if you have used 23andMe. The issue there is 23andMe's privacy policies are quite clear that there are circumstances where they won't delete your data or they will retain certain data for various legal obligations. And one of those legal obligations might now be argued not reducing the value of the asset they have, which is the data. The other complicating factor is they have shared anonymized data, so not linked to directly identifiable personal information, with partners. But your DNA is out in the world there with partners and researchers who may have had that data shared with them. And it mightn't be particularly easy to track that down and have that deleted. The other complicating factor in this is that if my cousin has done a 23andMe test, my data, my DNA is held by 23andMe, but there is no direct link to me to that data in their database for me to be able to make a request to have that data deleted. So DNA data is a complicated minefield when private companies are handling it.
Another reason why people should be extra vigilant in terms of what data they're handing over to people. Dara O'Brien, CEO of data consultancy firm Castlebridge, thank you very much for that.